Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Health Podcast.
Where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree, Big Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you so much for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Yes.
I'm hollering because I looked at the last visual, and when you were saying, like, what we talk about, conscious living, I was nodding my head. I was making sure that you said it correct. Right. That's so funny, but.
Yes. So how are y'all doing? I don't want to make that mistake again.
Good. I was going to ask you how you were doing.
I'm doing fine as a very healthy, hydrated black man. I'm doing well.
That's good to hear. Now you can ask me.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying not to let people or situations take over. Like, you know, like when stuff happened, especially yesterday. Like when stuff happened, I let it control or take over my entire day and like control my mood. Like trying to refrain from doing that. But I'm doing good, feeling good. It's raining. I don't know if like the mic is picking it up, but it's raining here.
Real soothing.
Really vibey, you know, soothing, peaceful.
So how y'all doing? We already asked them that. Did we get them time to respond?
We didn't ask them that. Now we ask, how y'all doing? I don't know that they like respond.
I hope they
mid podcast, but
I hope they silently respond right there at their desk,
couch, wherever they are. Respond. Or I like when they DM me. DM you, DM for the healthy hoes. I might leave a little thing, like a little Q&A thing.
People be scared
thing.
To DM me, though.
People do not DM you. Like, they DM me a lot.
They'll DM you and ask about me. Like, y'all can talk
that
to
happened.
Me.
That happened.
Y'all talk to me like, it's cool.
They don't know you like they know me.
I guess so. I guess they all know what it is.
That's not true, though. Anyway, y'all DM us.
Anytime.
We love talking to y'all. It's our favorite part. About it, one of our favorite things about this is connecting and
y'all
talking.
Y'all are our people, so we always want to talk.
Definitely.
So the topic for today is healing, but not necessarily the journey of healing, the exhausting part of the healing journey. I think at times we can look at ourselves almost like a machine, a robot.
A project,
and you want to go from like... prototype with 1.0 to 2.0 to 3.0, and you're just looking to make these improvements, and that can be an exhausting thing to always be looking to improve self.
Agree. And I think we're all in our healing era, and we're realizing like, okay, shit, like, you know, things happened to me when I was younger and I need to heal from it. And that's great, because I think every single body on this earth has room to heal. We're never going to be done healing. Every day we're healing, every experience we can heal from. But it can become really damaging to our journey when we obsess over every little thing.
Absolutely.
So that's what we digging into today. That's what we talking about.
So I won't go all the way back into the childhood healing, though the entire journey is kind of healing every little piece of you at every age.
Let me ask you this. At what point did you feel like in your adulthood, like, okay, I need to heal? Like, I'm using the word heal, but like really just learn and grow from the things that I learned growing up. At what point in your adulthood did you like recognize that?
It was never really, a lot of times I think in life we look for like this dramatic moment that kind of changes
you. Spiritual awakening.
I think like in movies, like the character almost get hit by a bus and shit like that. In life, you usually don't get one of those. You usually just kind of, you're just kind of going along, and you kind of start to notice, like, it feels like my actions getting repetitive and things of that nature. Like, and you kind of, that's when you kind of recognize, like, things getting stale, like, or you got some of the things you wanted, or you don't got some of the things you wanted, and you kind of start asking yourself one of the most magical words ever invented, and it's why.
Yeah, and what do you mean some of the things you wanted? Something you mean like material or it can like be
material,
just like
it can be material, it can be a partner, it can be whatever you are desiring. I mean, you just get to a point where you kind of and this is a beautiful thing, just to even know that you like want to heal or know you want to improve, you know that there's something actually wrong, is a great thing. A lot of times, a lot of people can get lost and not even know that something is actually wrong or
bad.
They
can be so stuck in the program. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
So stuck into it. But yeah, that's what I meant by that. And like I said, for me, it was never a big event that made me want to start healing. It was just over time, just looking at certain things that I wanted to improve, which I'm going to get into the word improve later on. But certain things I wanted to improve in my life, like my mental health, physical health, my actual life, my visual diary, what I see every day, I wanted to improve. And that kind of starts my healing journey in itself. But I say about 2 years ago is when I had like a rough patch mentally, like the biggest rough patch of my entire life. It was like, it lasted almost, I said about 7 days or so. And leading up to that, just everything in the, I was doing everything that they say in the healing community to do. I was journaling, meditating, I was watching The Thinker, I was doing everything, but I was doing it as if it was a job. Mm. And I think I got burnt out on the job, and then a crash happened.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of stepped back from all of the continuous cycle of healing, the actual like strategies and everything like that, and I just kind of started to live in the moment and take some of them things away. So I haven't actually journaled in almost 2 years or so.
Oh, you think it's 2 years? I would say a year.
Maybe a year haven't journaled. Now, meditation is something I evolved in. Like, I don't necessarily sit down and meditate often. Like, I have a book, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like teachings from a monk, and they speak about like driving meditation.
I think it's called that.
It may be teaching from, I can't remember the name of it. But like, they have driving meditations. Now I'm able to meditate actively while doing things and stuff of that nature. When I used to have to sit down and do it, I usually had more clouded thoughts, and it was actually like an adverse effect on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And for me, meditation, like, and I've said this before, I think when people think about meditation, they think about, like how you said, sitting down in a dark room, eyes closed. And it made me think about you saying like, oh, you have cloudy thoughts. I do think when you go the traditional route, there will be more clouded thoughts. But I do think those thoughts are important to like listen to even like be self-aware and hear what is going on in your head. And then you get to the other part, which meditation is really just being present, like being in the present moment. Which, like you said, when you're driving, like, just really be completely present.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like I said, I was practicing the normal stuff that they say in the healing community, but at that time, it was actually, like I said, I was treating it like a job, so it actually had a bit of an adverse effect on my mental health. I started to dig a little deeper into just being in the moment for things and not trying to press so hard. And that's why I've talked about the word improve. I stopped trying to improve myself and just actually started to embrace myself.
Okay.
And there's a big difference between improving self and embracing self. Mm-hmm. I learned that embracing self and improving can be, it's a similar thing, but it's a different process if you ask me. Improving is almost like a job, would see things, take things out, add these things in, where embracing is learning it, learning why. And then from that point, if I want to improve that thing or just learn how to live with it is the biggest thing. And once I learn how to live with certain parts of me, this journey just became a lot easier for me. Now, like, I used to be a guy who struggled. I was just a person who struggled with their sleep so bad. And for the most part, now I can get a full night's rest. I can actually go to sleep. And this is something I never in my 30 plus years of living, like, even as a kid, I never had 6 hour sleep nights
ever.
It was usually like blocked up, but like now I can sleep six I mean, now I sleep about 6 to 7 hours a day, and that's like a crazy improvement for me. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I might not never be an 8 hour sleeper, but this is amazing right here. Other I'm people I know,
I'm getting all the sleep. <I swear.
laughs> Getting all of it, like, and but I think a lot of people like me, they struggle with that sleep part. But
yeah,
yes,
I love that, and I think when you are able to embrace yourself, I think of like loving and accepting, you're able to understand yourself even better as well. And like you said, like go about this journey a little easier.
Absolutely. So how was your like journey into healing, or when did you notice you wanted to start healing in the first place?
Child, let me sit up. I don't know. It happened maybe like 6 years ago. Because you say yours wasn't dramatic. I'm a dramatic person. So yes, to me, mine was dramatic. I didn't get hit by a car. Like, it wasn't a life, you know,
threatening thing. Or
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Nothing like that. But I know you already know, like, 6 years ago, we were just, like, not in a good space physically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let me go back. I had just graduated college. And yeah, it was one of those things where my expectations didn't really meet my reality. Mm-hmm. And we end up taking a big move. We moved to Texas.
Yep.
And I personally struggled really, really hard in the beginning. I've talked about this before. Like, I wasn't able to find a job. I had just graduated college with a master's degree. I wasn't able to find a job. And then on top of that, I found out that I was pregnant. And it just seemed like my walls were crashing down. Everything was happening so quickly. And I said that I wasn't able to find a job, but I wasn't able to find a good paying job that aligned with my degree. Mm-hmm. And everyone says, like, that's the whole point of going to college. Now, that's why I went to college. It was like, yeah, it's going to be so easy for you to get a job. Like, you get a job, yeah, just like yeah, this, and you'll get a good paying
that's
job.
That's the assumption coming out of college that, exactly, that they're going to be, like, dogging you for a job.
They're going to be hunting you down.
Hunting you down. Like,
I ain't got to call them. They're going to call me.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
But yeah, that was the expectation that I had. And like I said, my expectations weren't meeting my reality. So I, from then, went into like a really depressive mode, if you can remember. Like,
yeah, I remember.
It was really, really, like I said, really depressive. And from there, I found out about a book called You Are a Badass.
Oh, yes, the yellow book, baby.
That's where it started for me. And I have to say, like, you know, you mentioned you started treating it like a job. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that experience. I didn't technically like start treating it like a job. When I was reading all of these books, I was happy. Like, I was learning myself. I was learning new things and understanding that I'm not alone. Like, how I'm feeling is not alone. I'm not alone. And a lot of people feel like this. And there's actually something that I can do to, you know, grow mentally, but also create the life that I want to live. So from then, I was just like really inspired. That's what really got me into reading, was that one book. And then from there, like, I started reading these other books. And, you know, it just became this big domino effect where I was reading these self-help books. Like, I was really in my self-help book era for years. And it really turned my life around and it got me to where I am now. And it really allowed me to heal and understand that, like I just said, I can have anything that I want. I can have any life that I want. And my physical reality doesn't determine my future. Mm. Doesn't determine tomorrow, or you know what I'm saying? It doesn't, yes, determine what I'm capable of. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I got to a point maybe a year or two ago where the self-help books just wasn't doing it. And I felt like in order for me to grow and heal, that I needed to be reading self-help books.
Yes.
That's what I felt like. Because I was like, well, shit, this been helping me. You know, so why should I stop doing it now? Right. But it was like every time I tried to open a book, and I'm still like this to this day. Like, y'all see me, like, I'll post my books on Instagram. But it's really hard for me to, like, read a self-help book front to back. And the thing is, I think with a lot of the self-help books, they're not meant to be read front to back.
Yeah, I think we just assume that way.
You have to take your time with it. Really soak in that information. Information like that, first of all, it's gold. It'd be amazing information. Yeah. A lot of the books that I've read have changed my life completely. So you really have to take your time with them. But like I said, I got to a point where I was just burnt out, and I realized that healing is an individual experience. Mm-hmm. You know, we get on Instagram, we get on social media, YouTube, wherever you, you know, seek your recreational content from, and we see all these different people doing these different things. And at a point I was like, well, do I need to do this? Do I need to be doing this? And you kind of think that spirituality has to look a certain way. And I mean from
absolutely.
Mental to physical. Like,
I literally,
there was a point I was like, well, no, I can't say that because that ain't really spiritual. Like, someone who's healed doesn't say that. And, you know, that's just not true. Healing is an individual experience, like I said, and it looks so many different ways. And I found that, like I said, I don't have to read self-help books all the time. This morning, mm-hmm. I took out Becoming Supernatural, and I read just a few pages just to refresh my memory. And I was content. I was happy with that. But what I found is daily activities, like you mentioned, meditation, like simple things like that that I include in my day-to-day life really help me when it comes to, like, I guess just being happy, being peaceful, and having joy, like movement. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Cup of tea, smoothie, a podcast. Yes. I think, like I said before, it's damaging to obsess over healing because I definitely think I was in that era for a little bit. But now I understand, like, it's the small, simple things that you incorporate in your day-to-day life that will enhance your experience on this earth.
Absolutely. So I think a big thing is crushing the image of what healing looks like, crushing the image of what healing actually is and going about it in your own fashion. Like, once I started to do that, I started to see so much more success in my healing journey.
Right.
To this day, I've implemented things that I thought I was going to take away that have actually added. Like, during that time period where I said, like, 2 years, I wouldn't play the video game. I wouldn't play it at all. Like, I thought it was... I don't know, I just thought it was detrimental to, like, my mental health or who I wanted to be, you know what I mean? The guy I was going for. And now I make sure I'm going to play at least every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And adding it back in, added other things I didn't think would it would improve. Like, first off, it makes me happy when I get on and when I get off. But, like, I'm more connected with my brothers now because we play the game. I play with them, like.
Cute ass. That's so cute.
Oh, my God. It's not cute. Have you heard us? When we get angry, that shit is not cute.
It's not, but I'm happy that you're having fun and bonding with your brothers.
If you ever see a guy play 2K, that is like,
y'all.
If you want to hear a dude cuss, watch him play 2K.
And
or,
I don't
or
make it
Madden
no better
or anything. You don't.
Y'all, I'm so petty when he be playing a game. Like, he'll be literally, he'd be like, fuck. Man, I should be better. I should have made that. And I'd be like, you should have made that, baby. You really should have. You really, like, look, you. If you watching his face, I wish you could see his face. Like, he literally, he's pissed just thinking about it.
But anyways, like, but yeah, I would have thought, like, that don't look like healing. A video game don't look like healing. It look like, I don't know, fucking capitalism, I guess. I don't know what I thought it looked like. It looked like another metric to take my time away. But really, it was like adding fun to my life and whatnot, adding like some social aspects to my life as well. Like little things like that I took for granted when I was actually on my healing job, I would say, on my job of healing myself. I just put quotations up of healing job if nobody can see that. But yes, taking away the image of what healing looks like, I think healing is as unique as the human DNA inside you.
That is
everybody's facts. Healing process should look like that.
I think we really need to, especially me, especially then, reframe what it is we think that healing looks like. You know? A huge thanks to our partner, Athletic Greens. I've recently began to implement AG1 by Athletic Greens into my daily routine, giving me every bit of peace of mind that I need. One of the first things that I notice is how easy it is on my digestion. I am a sensitive stomach girly, so that's something that I always pay attention to. If this is your first time hearing about AG1 by Athletic Greens, it's daily nutrients and it helps with long-term gut health. It's way more than just greens. It's all of your key health products like multivitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more working together as one. It helps the gut so your whole body can thrive. whenever I get excited about a new health product, I literally put everybody on. I gave my mother some AG1. I gave my friends AG1. So consider this me putting y'all, my friends, on.
So if you want to take ownership of your health, today is a good time to start. Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/healthyhoes. That's athleticgreens.com/healthyhoes. Check it out.
Y'all, it looked different. You can, we're healing, we're growing, we're learning. Because like now we're using the word healing, like that's the word.
That's the word.
That's the word now. It's healing, but word. It's just learning, growing,
embracing.
Evolving, embracing, loving yourself, accepting yourself.
Well, you can do that. I don't know. You can find some words. Like, you can find some words. Even if I had to do vegetables the way you do that. Like,
what do you mean?
Broccoli, celery. I can't even, like, I had to go.
Broccoli,
I had to stop.
Celery, spinach, like, potatoes.
You can do it so good. Like, that is. And anyway, you find one of them every episode. That is beautiful.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. That is beautiful.
But fuck society's expectations and, you know, idea of what healing looks like. We experience different shit.
Yeah.
So our healing journey is going to be different. Yeah. And y'all, I'm cussing. It's so funny because
my mama,
bro.
She don't be expecting that shit. When her mama hear her cuss, she like, if she cusses in a video, her mama will go back and watch that part like, bruh, 20 times in a row.
My mama has never heard me cuss. So like, if y'all are not on social media, we have like these little clips, these little snippets of the podcast. And one episode, I think I said the word shit, and my mama called me, and she was like, yeah, I heard you say the word shit in your podcast.
Like you ain't got, like you not grown as hell. Like.
But she did tell me, let me tell you, she was like, I played that over and over and over. She was like, girl, you don't know how many times I played that. She was like, and I could tell, you don't be cussing like that. And I'm like,
she just don't know her little
I
baby.
Really do. I'm like, you just don't want me to be cussing like that. But I be getting down, though. Anyway, that was just really super funny. And I think that another problem when it comes to, like, healing is that we have the concept of who we are now isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
What we have now isn't good enough. You know what I'm saying? I'll be happy when XYZ.
Yep.
When I don't think a lot of people realize that healing is being grateful for what you have now. Like, that's a part of healing.
Yes.
Like, just having that gratitude for who you are, where you are, how far you've come.
Like, basically what we're trying to say is, like, happiness is for the version of you right now.
Right. You deserve that.
You deserve that right now. It's not once you get the body that you want, once you have the car you want, the job you want, the partner you want. Happiness is for the version of you right now.
You just did it.
I just fucking did it. Don't tell me again. I'm fucking up if I do it again. But happiness is for the version of you right now. I think a lot of times in life we push happiness off into the future. Because the future sounds so hopeful because everything went. It's like we think about the future, everything went right.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to put happiness there. Because it just seemed to sit there really pretty, like.
And then once we feel like we can control it,
absolutely.
Truth be told, we have no control
very,
over shit outside
we have
of ourselves.
Very little control over everything.
Like very little, but that hope for the future, it gives you the sense of control.
Yes,
I mean, we ain't got none of that. I ain't gonna absolutely. Say none, but
you can prepare as much as you want to, but life gonna throw you what it wanna throw you.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. Like shit is gonna keep happening.
Yeah.
I used to think that. Once I, you know, was on the right path mentally, everything would go right. Shit is going to keep happening.
Absolutely.
It's going to keep coming. Life is going to keep coming at you. And the thing is, once you have grown, you know, mentally, spiritually, you now have the tools to deal with the things
so
that life,
better.
Exactly, you mm-hmm. can deal with that so much better.
This place is just as good as the next. Is a big thing to understand too. Like where you are right now is just as good as where you're going to. The future does not hold all your promises. You can find that same happiness, that same security in the now. And I believe it's through actions. I think actions can produce the same hope that the future produces.
Yeah.
Because that the hope that you have in the future, that happiness you have in the future, was caused by actions you did in between now and that future, that gap, there's a bunch of actions that took place for you to get there. If you start participating in those actions, you will actually feel that happiness and that hope that you're pushing off into the future in the now.
Big facts.
Big facts. So embrace yourself in the now. Take actions to embrace self. Whatever that looks like, that's meditating, taking time to self, yoga class, whatever it might be, video games,
or
podcasting, solo trips, solo date trips during the week.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be, you know, you got to do to embrace yourself more. Do that, because this place is just as good as the next. So putting everything off into the next place, once you do get there, you're going to find that same baggage that you sent ahead of you.
And then also, when you live life like that, you'll find that it's never enough. Like, yeah. Once I've accomplished a goal, whether it be, you know, tangible or mental, I'm mm-hmm. looking for the next goal next to hit goal. Versus just staying present and being grateful for the present moment.
Absolutely.
Another thing that I wanted to reiterate is that there is nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with us. Like, we don't need to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? I think that we'll realize, you know, XYZ happened to me, and everything we experienced is for a reason. It led up to this exact moment. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And sometimes we're in this journey, like, for a finish line, expecting there to be a finish line. There's no finish line.
There's no finish line.
Every single body, like I said, has healing to do, and the journey is never over.
Never.
As long as you're living. Why did I say it like that?
Leaving.
As long as you're living, as long as you're breathing, there is healing to do. And there was a point where I felt like, even you, I've heard you say this, like, oh, I'm
done.
Healed.
I was done. I thought I was done.
I'm good and done. I'm healed. I know everything I need to know.
I thought I had my last piece of anxiety. I can't remember what year it was. I was like, yeah, I'm done now. I read this book.
We're done, you know, here. Let's pack it up, folks.
Last 2 days been great. I feel like I'm done. Like, I'm gonna be perfect. Like, from now on. And like, that's just not the case. Like you said, it's a never ending thing.
It's a non-linear path. I haven't said it in a long time.
You have not got linear path. That's your first time this season?
Yeah, but this is only third episode, though.
I'm gonna count them up.
For me. Healing is a non-linear journey. Like, literally, yesterday, I was so distraught. I was so upset by things that was beyond my control, but I wanted to control them. I had that desire, that need, the feel to control.
Yes, you was trying to control some shit you definitely couldn't control.
Yeah, but today I'm happy. I'm so happy.
Absolutely. And,
it's non-linear, and every day is going to be like,
every day is going to be different. As the late, great Nip Hussle has told the world, it's a marathon. It's a motherfucking marathon, man. Shout out to Nip Hussle.
Shout out to Nip Hussle the Great.
Yes, but and this healing journey, I think most of it, you know, most people speak about, like, healing the inner child.
Oh, we got to do a whole episode on that one day.
Healing the inner child. Each child, too, like, each kid that lives in me needs a different hug and needs a different, boost. Like, 16-year-old me needs something different than 10-year-old me needed.
I love that.
21-year-old me. But it's just like a group hug, like a circle almost.
Nobody has ever explained that shit like that. That is literally so beautiful. I've never heard nobody explain it like that.
Oh, God. But yes, like, each one. And now that I'm learning to embrace each one differently and not fix each one, it's been so much better. If I try to fix each one, like, kind of like, okay, maybe it was a point in my life I wanted to stand up for myself more. If I wanted to fix that, I had to become, like, I guess an asshole, the opposite of what I was, you know what I mean, to fix that. But that's not naturally who I am. So
not
don't fix
all.
It, just embrace it.
Definitely.
And when that thing you don't like about yourself comes up, you know, you embrace who you are. And in that moment, you do what makes you proud.
Yeah. And I think a lot of this journey is, like, being the person that, you know, 16-year-old us might have needed, or 5-year-old us, or 8-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, all these different
versions of the inner you, inner child. Like, just embrace it all. Like, so when moments arise, like, defend your inner child the way you want to, the way it makes you proud. Don't do as everybody thinks you should or the world thinks you should. Defend your inner child in the way that makes you happy. You don't have to fight when you don't want to fight. You don't have to put up a guard when you don't want to. You don't have to struggle through that thing if you don't want to.
Right.
Embrace you.
And just thinking back about what you said, like, I think a lot of what we do and a lot of our responses and reactions are based on what we think the world wants us to do. But this journey, a large part of it, it's just doing what the fuck you want to do.
Yes.
Like, do what you want to do. You know, of course, I don't have to tell y'all because I know everybody here has amazing intentions, but long as it's with love.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Long as it's with love. I don't know why I had a hard time saying that.
I don't know why.
But yeah, just move with love. And like I said, a lot of this shit is just doing what we want to do, not like overthinking it.
Yes.
Like, damn, shit. I know I do that a lot. Like sometimes when even recording the podcast, I'd be like, oh, no, I shouldn't say that. Like, because I'd be so concerned with how people are going to react to it.
Yes.
But like I said, I think as long as you're moving with love, there's no wrongdoing in it. Like there's no wrongdoing.
And like, just be yourself. And if you need to say sorry, that's okay too. It's okay to be like, it's okay to have to say sorry about something. But as long as, like you said, you came with love, it's okay. You know what I mean?
I think too, a small part of that is, and I said this on one episode, me needing to be perfect all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even, I don't know, I think my mama was raised on that idea as well. I don't, because, you know, she and I had a conversation and she was just like, I'm just tired of having to be perfect.
Yeah.
And it's like, who told you that?
Who told you that?
Who told you had to be perfect? Who told me I had to be perfect? But that idea is so ingrained in me and in her that it's taking time to unlearn that. It's taking time to understand that I can just be me. I don't have to be perfect. Like, you know, I'm a flawed human being, and that's so beautiful.
Absolutely. And I think you can help, everybody can help themselves out with self-judgment, because that's usually where all judgment starts, is how you judge self, and then that's projected into the world.
Yes.
Replace the judge. If you can replace your inner judgment with an inner therapist, like, oh, I shouldn't wear that, someone might say something. That's what the judge might say. A therapist might say, why do I think people will have a harsh view on this outfit?
Okay, I get what you're saying, therapist.
You ask yourself that. It's a different question, you know what I mean? It's a different vibe if you replace the judge with a therapist. So be kind to self, and I think you can see that kindness spread out to the world.
For sure. And when you said judgment, it made me think about something. I was telling you a little bit about this earlier. You was like, hold on, wait, just save for the podcast.
I was like, say that.
And it kind of go back to, like, thinking that you're too healed. Like, I literally hear people say, like, I'm too healed for SZA's new album. Like, I've heard people say that.
Yeah, no, I'm never sealed for that ratchet shit.
I'm
never too much
Listen, I'm
that.
Here for SZA. I will listen to whatever she has to say. But, I saw a TikTok, and it was just like, the guy was just saying, like, I'm too healed. I don't like nobody. And at the time when I seen it, I was like, shit, me neither. Like, I agree with that. Not necessarily the too healed part, but I do feel that I've outgrown people. But then I had to sit and think for a couple of days, and I was just like, am I being judgmental to these people?
I get what you're saying.
And judgment doesn't come from a healed place. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of times in the past, that was my problem. Like, I would, you know, be healed or evolved in this area, in a certain area, and I expect everybody else to.
To be, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is on their own journey, and me being judgmental, it doesn't do anything. And it also is just showing that, like you said, it's inner judgment as well.
Absolutely.
Because I think the way we move with other people and the way we treat other people is the way we interact with ourselves, whether it be conscious or unconscious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely get that.
So,
yeah, healing, your healing journey can get you to the point. Once your healing journey starts to actually have a negative effect, you do judge hard. It's like you got the Terminator eye. You're looking at people and you automatically, like, seeing how deep their healing journey is and how much they know themselves, and you're already judging if you want to be friends with them, if you like them, or anything of that nature. It goes back to the old saying, not judging a book by its cover. You know what I mean? Healing looks so much different for this person versus that person that you can't necessarily look at somebody and see how far they've come in their own personal journey.
Facts. one thing this conversation is making me think about is, you know how my mama was always like, I let everybody do them.
Lord, that's her favorite thing. If she had a catchphrase, that would be it.
That would be it. I just let everybody do them. But she does not.
Do not.
And I told her, I was like, no, you don't. At first, I would let her just say it. I let everybody do them. After a while, I got fed up. I was like, no, you don't, mama. Because she doesn't. She does not. And I remember explaining to her, literally, I gave her this concept. I was basically like, you know when you're driving, you're on the highway, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be paying attention to your lane and where you're going.
Absolutely.
But you in everybody else's car. Oh my God, they too close to me. Oh my God, no, they going too fast.
They texting.
They on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And once you start paying attention to what everybody else is doing, or AKA the outside noise, you lose sight of where you're headed. You lose sight of your journey.
You should write a book. You should write a fucking book.
But nah, like I told her that years ago, and I never forgot that. Like, because that's facts. Like, it just made me think, what?
A piece of me was like, yeah, but that shit didn't work. I love my mama.
I don't know that any advice I've ever given her has worked.
I don't know if any advice I ever gave anybody was taken. Like, I'm going to start shutting the fuck up.
Bro, that's what I'm like. I'm going to start stop giving my motherfucking advice.
Shut the fuck up.
And we mean like people that we know, people in our family.
Shut the fuck
they
up.
They don't listen to us.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They probably like that too. Like, you give out advice, like, everybody give advice, and at the end, you say, but I don't know though. Like,
there's a meme. There's a meme that's like, that's why every time I give advice, I be like, I don't know though.
At the end, like,
because I don't want nobody to blame me for some shit.
Exactly. I ain't fucking nobody life up because nobody took my advice. But
yeah, but.
I take your advice though.
I take your advice too. Do you take my advice?
Yeah, I do all the time.
Because I don't know.
What I don't do that, like, I thought I took your advice.
You do take my advice, but you don't like for me to feel like I'm right.
No, that ain't it. It's just that when you get to be right about something, you kind of never let it go. And it kind of spirals into this, like, snowball effect of now you want to direct everything.
And I'm healing from that.
Okay.
And you should heal from.
Yes, from that and embrace your opinion about things again.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna add the 30-year-old me to the hood club now.
Please add.
Because you abused him for the longest.
I did not abuse you.
That's another.
I abused you.
30-year-old him. Yeah, you bullied him.
Oh, bully! I bully you to this day.
To this day. So
somebody has to.
Somebody needs to. If not, I feel like a badass all the time. So it needs to balance out. So that's about right.
Yeah.
But with that being said,
don't obsess over your healing journey. Mm-mm. It's a lifelong journey. You have time.
Time.
Time is your ally.
Ally.
You told me that. Time. Are we the Migos?
Because
you was like ally.
Yeah.
But
rest
yes,
in peace, take off.
Rest in peace, take off. But yeah, time is your ally. You have time. This journey is forever. Because I think that sometimes we feel like, oh, I got to do this before XYZ. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're in a rush.
Yeah, we're absolutely in a rush.
It's a marathon.
There's
no finish line. It's a marathon. And just remember to incorporate habits into your daily life that make you feel good.
Yes. And don't improve self. Just embrace self.
Love yourself.
Yes.
Heal that inner child. Give that inner child a big, nice warm hug.
All the inner childs, the 20-year-old inner child, the 19-year-old, and the 16-year-old,
two-year-old. All of them,
because you deserve forgiveness from yourself. You didn't have all the knowledge. You didn't know everything.
You didn't know.
You were just a baby, in a sense, trying to find his way.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So making sure you embrace yourself, don't improve yourself. The version of you right now is good.
It's enough.
You have happiness right now with you, not right in the now. Future.
Facts. Facts.
Drink some water, too.
Drink some water. We always got to drink. Make sure water. You hydrate. But yeah, you're enough. You're good enough. And there's nothing wrong with you. On that note, we're going to end off the podcast right here. We love y'all. And I hope that y'all love y'all. I hope that you love yourself. Give yourself some love today. You deserve that. Give that, you know, the younger version of you some love, too.
Small.
We'll talk to y'all next time.
Peace.
Bye.